dark and along the street.
On the dark and along the street.
To the bright side of the road.
To the bright side of the road.
We'll be lovers once again.
On the bright side.
Temp Network provides productive and reliable temporary staff to your business. We supply temps across Kent within food production, fulfillment houses, picking and packing environments, and warehouse staff. With great value for money charge rates, error-free invoicing, and highly trained consultants. Shouldn't Temp Network be supporting your business? For more information, please contact us on 01892 531 777 or visit tempnetwork.co.uk.
Channel Radio.
Good afternoon. Welcome, welcome, welcome to our listeners. It's Who Cares Wins Radio. And it's Angela Bryer Stevenson here on one side of the table and the other side of the table doing some workouts at the moment and getting really into the groove of fitness. And our theme for today is the lovely Sue Parker.
Hello.
And the even more adorable Jan Mulligan.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Oh, that was a really deep hello. Good afternoon. And welcome. We are, sorry, I have to get my microphone because I feel like I'm sort of talking up at my mum and dad and I'm a naughty schoolgirl. Is that we're talking about fitness today, exercise, physical, I can't even say the word now because sometimes I get frightened about physical exercise because when people say that to me, I often think, that means I've got to join the gym.
Oh no. Oh, I'm very boomy today.
You are boomy, aren't you? Very boomy. Stop being so boomy, Jan. I think it's an authoritative figure today.
Am I ref? I'm referee for the day.
I think you are referee today, yes. Oh, no, look, there's Mr. Producer just going to check that our sound levels are okay. And we are also talking about our own experiences with regards to activity because we're following on from our last week's show where we talked about the stress, we talked about mindfulness and how that helps, and also linking in with backache, with the backs that we've had with Mike, and also Elizabeth, Rug Easy, and all of the links. So it's all following on. Anyone think we had a plan? And so So all of you listeners out there, if you want to tweet us, don't forget at CaresWins on Twitter. If you want to tell us how you exercise, keep fit, rather than maybe going to the gym, you might be a gym bunny, that's fine. But if you have any other wonderful, fun ways of keeping fit and active, then do tweet us, let us know, share your stories. And we're going to talk about some of the benefits of exercise. We are also going to talk about how we can sometimes maybe do too much.
Absolutely.
And how that can also... She's deep voice today.
Or not enough.
She's scaring me. I know that I've got my boxer size gloves outside, but...
Not me, it's technology. I don't normally sound like this.
You sound marvellous. Sounds very professional.
It's the radio voice gone crazy.
Definitely the radio voice. So exercise, first of all, why bother exercising? Well, I love it. As most of you know, I am also, from my previous life, I have trained to be an exercise to music instructor. So I used to run those lovely classes where I didn't wear, honestly, did not wear those leg warmers and did not look like you'd see in some of those videos. But I used to do sort of your step classes. I used to do circuit training classes.
So and I attending
absolutely
or
love it. Oh, you used to teach it.
Teach it.
I used to actually shout at everybody else. Yeah. Four more sets!
I can't see that. Can you see?
No.
Such
a quiet person.
So retiring.
I am very shy and retiring. Yes. I don't know what to say next. How? And... I've also trained as a boxer size instructor, so I do personal training, and I've brought my boxer size gloves along. So Sue and Jan, later on, after the show, we're going to have some fun, and I'm going to be there with the camera. So watch out, listeners, Facebook pages. If you're on our Who Cares Wins radio page on Facebook, there will be some pictures of Jan and Sue, and maybe I'll be in there, but having some fun with some pink boxing gloves. And getting some activity. But why to bother exercising? Well, One of the big benefits is it does release. We talked about stress before. We talked about the release of chemicals when we hit that stress response. Well, when we exercise, we do release what I call the happy clappy chemicals. So they are the ones that you actually then have a feel good factor. And I have written one down so I make sure I get the right name. The serotonin is one of the key chemicals that are released, and the endorphins, which are very, very similar effect to morphine.
Now, which is a painkiller for most people.
A painkiller, which I know quite a few people at the moment who are on morphine at quite high level dosages. And if there's any way that they can get the same effect through some sort of physical activity rather than taking those, if you like, alien chemicals, then surely that's a better way.
Absolutely.
And I know that, Jan, you've worked with people as well, but encouraging even those that are in the disability world.
Yep, lots of disability sports that people can get involved in. It doesn't involve a lot of movement, but just the enjoyment of participating. If you've got a competitive spirit, then obviously trying to win. But the socialising aspect as well. All of that boosts your energy, your immune system.
Absolutely.
Promotes good sleep.
It does. And coming from your aspect, Sue, is also the mental aspect. That even just looking at photographs, recalling, playing nice, you know, nice music, actually then you start to link into the emotions and the memories, which again has that effect into the body, doesn't it?
Oh, definitely. I really feel that even with the music as well, it brings your vibrations up. So it's always a good thing. Mm. And also you're not focusing on anything else except from that exercise, really. It's all good for the whole of the body. I also find that, or I did do when I was playing a lot of sport, was that it was good to get my aggression out. Not literally going out, going to hit somebody or something like that. It was nothing to do with that. It was
scary.
Just, it was a good way. It's a good release.
Yeah.
Running is really good to release all that kind of nervous anxiety, worries, perhaps a bit of anger, whatever. I always found it very, very good to release it, and I would feel really good afterwards.
Absolutely. And it's also the last, but the downside is that you can also get, and I know I've been guilty of it, where there's an element you can do too much and then you become in a way hooked.
Yes.
Yeah.
On the activity, or hooked on that, if you like, that chemical release. And if you don't get it, you start getting grumpy and irritable. And obviously, yes, there's the effects on the muscle wastage, etc. But the actual, you can go too much, because we do also need our bodies to rest.
Yeah, it's all about moderation again. It's getting that balance that yes, you have the exercise, but there's also time to rest as well.
That's right. We need, and also, if any of you are out there, personal trainers or anyone that knows more of the sort of physical aspects of using our bodies and working our muscles actually only really repair when we sleep. So if we're always constantly at it, then our muscles never get a chance to repair, mend, grow, build, define, whatever you're after. If you're after an Arnold Schwarzenegger, then, what an image.
But it's also why it's really important to have the right bed and the right bedding and the right circumstances within the room to promote good sleep. Mm. Because if you're not having restful sleep, then your muscles aren't resting at night to repair.
No.
So it all goes together.
You often wake up, well, if you haven't slept, you wouldn't wake up. But if you've not had a proper deep sleep, then often you can wake up and you feel really exhausted, don't you?
Yeah.
Because really your body's not completely switched off. It's not rested. And that's why I'm quite a big fan, as most of you know, in that mindfulness or the meditation or just switching off and having some me time, some space, where 5 minutes of just chair relaxation can actually aid and give you a little boost maybe for the rest of the day. If you're feeling a bit lethargic, it might not mean that, you know, I've got time to go for a run at lunchtime or go to an exercise class, but even maybe just 5 minutes of, let's just focus on my body and maybe boost those energy levels for the afternoon session, the work, and stretching. Oh, yes.
Stretch is a really good thing. If you think of all, like, the cats and dogs, they stretch all the time.
Meow.
She's off again.
It just completely throw me with that one.
Downship.
Right, that's it.
She's off. It lost it. Yeah, but it is. You're right. The actual sleep, but having that proper rest.
Yeah, because we don't really stretch enough, and it's always a good thing in the morning to stretch quite a lot. Stretch our backs, because we're all crumpled up at night time.
I know when I stretch, you can really feel it, can't you,
yeah,
pulling you back out and then getting up. But that's why I'm resurrecting yoga, because that's something that does encourage a lot of, although it's the, you know, you're holding the postures, but also it is actually elongating those muscles as well, isn't it? Some of the other things I've got when I encourage people about exercise, and I use the word exercise in a very loose term because I don't want necessarily my clients or even the listeners out there, we're not just talking about going down the gym and pumping iron or going to an exercise class. Unless it does it for you, then do carry on. But we're talking about it being activity. And actually, it's where your cheeks are a little bit flushed, you're a little bit warm, you might need to take off your fleece or your cardigan because your heart's racing a bit more, and you're actually a little bit breathless, but you can still hold a conversation. We don't want to exert too much. And I know some of our listeners out there may now be thinking of some variety of exercises that we can't mention on air that do those sort of things. Yes, it's exercise, it burns the calories, but we're not going to talk about those today. But it does also, when we're exercising, distract us from perhaps what we were thinking about, as you said there, about that focus. And also, it does warm and relax any muscles. So if they're really cold, cold muscles, tight muscles, if we start exercising, we warm them up, and also then gently encouraging them to relax and actually be more mobile by exercising. I've also got developing and maintaining a healthy body, increasing blood flow to the brain, increasing the speed of our blood flow. And actually, one of the things you may not be aware of, listeners, is that when you think hard, if you're concentrating at work, you're working on a project, you're trying to produce a report, and you're really sitting concentrating or doing some complex work, when you think hard, that what's happening in your brain is your neurons are actually functioning more intensely. And so actually what's happening is there is a bigger buildup of toxic waste. We're not talking about any nuclear weapons out there in your brains, but actually this toxic waste we do need to then release. Yeah. So one of the key things we need to think about is the fluids that we're flowing in our bodies to encourage that fluid, that waste to be flowed through and then exhaled out or other avenues. But also we need to make the exercise, because obviously the blood flow will start moving that around, move that around the brain, move that around the body. And again, make sure the body functions in a way that, right, let's secrete, let's take out the goodness, let's get rid of the rubbish. So even just thinking is producing toxins that we need to get rid of our body.
I just want to say, really,
if she put her finger up, ask a question.
Yes.
Yes, Sue, over to you.
Okay. Yes, with the exercise, I just want to just kind of mention as well, exercise can be just a brisk walk every day.
Definitely.
It doesn't have to be, you know, as you say, in the gym, or, you know, it can be just a brisk walk out for 5-10 minutes. It doesn't have to be very long, but you're getting out, you're moving.
Absolutely.
And that's why with the stretching as well is really important as well, because we often go, right, I'm going to go and do an exercise, and we haven't thought about the stretching, and that's where
you warm up
your muscles.
So yeah. I'm a big fan of, and there's a lot of research in the running world where warming up, well, stretching before a run, there's arguments, and it's probably 50-50 between whether you should or you shouldn't, you know, what benefits does it actually raise. I always encourage clients to warm up, because you need to make the muscles mobile, rather than, if you think about, things have been static for so long and then bang, out we start charging down the road, power walking. But at the same time, it's really important, you're right, we must stretch afterwards, because they've worked, they've tensed up, they've been moving backwards and forwards. So we do need to make sure that, if nothing else, we stretch afterwards, definitely. Mm. You were going to say something, Jan?
I was going to say, last week we mentioned that it was National Walking Month.
Yes.
And last week itself was National Walk to Work Week. So walking is a brilliant way. And later on, I've got a couple of web links to share with people on that.
Fantastic.
But on the stretching side of things, which is not pure exercise, it's sort of intermediary, is whatever you're doing, you're probably static for quite a while, whether you're at work at a computer, working on a checkout, watching television, whatever you're doing at any point in the day, you've probably done it for slightly too long than your body's happy with. So just occasionally do a really big yawn stretch with your arms. So not just the mouth, as Angela's doing that. But stretch those arms and those hands to the ceiling. A good stretch. And come back down again. If you're breathing as you're doing that, then everything is being moved around. All those chemicals are being shifted, and you should
feel
better.
Although my t-shirts, how we have to put my t-shirt down
there. Might be time for music then.
As I say, should we have a song? We can sing along, can't we?
So this is an activity that I like to do.
Oh yeah, I love this. Are we ready, folks?
We certainly are.
A 3, a 2, a 1, 2.
Bicycle. bicycle. I want to ride my bicycle, bicycle, bicycle. I want to ride my bicycle. I want to ride my bike. I want to ride my bicycle. I want to ride it where I like.
You say black,
I say white.
You say bar,
I say bite.
You say shark,
I say him. And yours was never my scene, and I don't like Star Wars.
You say Rose,
I say Royce.
You say God,
give me a choice.
You say Lord,
I say Christ. I don't believe in Peter Pan, Frankenstein or Superman.
All I wanna do is bicycle, bicycle, bicycle.
I want to ride my
bicycle, bicycle, bicycle.
I want to ride my bicycle. I want to ride my bike. I want to ride my bicycle. I want to ride my
bicycle. Races are coming your way,
so forget all your duties. Oh yeah,
rock bottom girls, they'll be riding today,
so look out for those beauties. Oh yeah,
on your marks, get set, go.
Provides reliable temporary staff to your business. Shouldn't Temp Network be supporting your business? Please contact us on 01892 531 777 or visit tempnetwork.co.uk.
Bicycle, bicycle. I want to ride my bike now after listening to that. I should have biked here, really, shouldn't I?
That doesn't count, Angela. It's got a motor.
Oh, yeah. Sorry about that. Well, I do a bit of leaning.
Yeah, but no pedalling.
All right, then. But then if I came on my push bike, I wouldn't be able to give you a lift, so that'd be difficult. Oh, we could do a tandem.
Hey. They do three tandem bikes.
Well, we can get creative, you know.
Wallace and Gromit sidecar.
Okay, who's who? No, let's not go there, listener. Okay, we're talking about exercise, and leading on from some of the things we've said earlier is you may be involved in what I call actual activities, physical activities. And I know, Jan, you did something interesting this week, wasn't it?
It was last Friday.
Last Friday.
Last Friday. I went to my first boccia club session.
Gotcha, boccia.
Almost. Boccia. It's spelt B-O-C-C-I-A.
Ah.
But it's pronounced boccia, like gotcha, but with a B. And it's run by two lovely people, Sheila and Derek. I do apologise, Sheila and Derek. I haven't got your surname here. In Herne Bay at the St. Mary's Retreat Hall in Clarence Road. Meets every Friday afternoon between 2 and 3.30. And boccia is a Paralympic sport.
Ah.
And many people may have seen it in the Paralympics last summer. It's played from a seated position, and it's a bit like bowls. So you have a white ball, which is the jack, and then you have two teams, one red team, one blue team. And the idea is to get your leather ball as close to the jack as you can, and the more points closer to the jack, the more points you get. And competitively, it's only for people with disabilities and disabilities that affect all four limbs.
Oh, right.
But on a social level and a local club level, everybody's welcome to come along and join in. So I went along to see. I was actually hoping to play competitively because I didn't fully appreciate all the rules about the disability side thing. Because there are some Paralympic sports where able-bodied play alongside disabled sports.
Yes, that's
And it's done on a point system. But I wasn't au fait enough about Boccia to know that. But it's still brilliant. I absolutely loved it. Had a great time.
Did you?
And going to be going again.
Yay.
So I would encourage anybody, if Boccia's not for you, there may be other sports out there. You don't have to be that hot, sweaty activity to get exercise, to get the benefits that, that Angela's been mentioning. Just look around for any activity in your area. And if it means that by doing a support or an activity, you're supporting other people and enabling them to play, that's all to the good.
Well, that, I mean, I think the photo you showed me earlier that, you know, even if there's helpers or people involved in bringing the person along, being involved, then you're getting active as well, aren't you?
That's
not
right.
Just sitting on the sidelines.
Yeah. So I got to play because to make up the numbers, but I do plan to go again, help out in any way I can. And what I'm hoping to do is interview Sheila and Derek and some of the club members and maybe have a feature in a future show.
Oh, that'd be great.
So I would encourage any other listeners out there, if you want to get involved in Boccia, then there's Herne Bay. There's also a club in Dover, and there's one in Medway, and there's one in Maidstone.
Oh, wow.
But if you're interested in disability sport in general, then we'll be posting the website on the link for the Paralympic sports websites, and there are lots of other GB, Boccia sports and that sort of thing. Please do get involved.
It's, as I say, and getting involved, even if it's, you know, either from the caring, the supporting side, even if you're just going there and giving people lifts, bringing them back, or showing them how to, if it's their first time, and actually showing them the ropes, presumably. I mean, you must have been given the rules or the guidelines and demonstrated how to do
it. There were a few other first timers there as well with me, so I wasn't alone. So it was really good fun. And that evening, as I said to Sue earlier, having never run the marathon before, I just dreamt about running the marathon. So it's
it started.
It gets your brain going. You think of other activities you want to be doing. It gets you involved.
Hey, do you know what?
My microphone's being played.
We can still get Jan signed up yet for the London Marathon, Sue.
I don't think so.
She's dreaming about it
dreaming
now.
About it. That's as far as it goes. That's as far as it goes.
The dream is where it starts.
But it's interesting because Sheila and Derek set the club up because Sheila used to be very heavily involved in sports, and she unfortunately now has neurological illness, which means that she can't. So she was watching the Paralympics last summer and saw Boccia and thought, I can do that. And on the back of that, Derek and Sheila went off to Dover to learn how to play, and now they've set up their own club. And it shows that if you're interested, if you want to do something, then you can achieve it. So, but we all need support in some shape or form. So if you can
help. We do, yeah. Do they need funding? Is it a charity? So they do they need funds, support?
They are. Sponsors? They've got some sponsorship from Kent County Council at the moment.
Good.
And the Lions Club has donated some money, so that's got them some equipment.
Good.
So at the moment, living on that.
They're up
but
and running.
Yes, they will be looking for hopefully for sponsorship and funding in the future.
Mm.
Because obviously the aim is to play other clubs. So they've been invited by, I think, Dover and Maidstone to play competitively.
Yeah.
But the Herne Bay Club is very new at the moment, so it's really just everybody learning the rules and finding out who's good at doing what. And because I think there's different positions along the team, sort of long throw and short throws and this sort of thing. So hopefully in a few weeks, few months' time, they might be slightly better, at which point obviously the costs will go up.
Yes.
That's when you're looking to get some money in.
Yeah.
And they obviously have to pay for the hall that they use at the moment.
Mm.
But we'll do a good feature on disability sport at
really
some
good.
Point in the future and hopefully have some interviews with them.
That would be fantastic to hear more about, and also age limits or something like that as well, presumably, or different leagues.
We'll try
and
we'll get all those rules.
She's putting her finger up again.
Yes, Sue. Sue wants to speak.
The other aspect I think is really good about this as well is the social side as especially if you do have a disablement or whatever, you do tend to not get out so much and things like that. So things like, you know, encourage you to go out and meet people as well as doing something that's really good fun.
Because we do need, we are humans and we do need to interact.
Yes.
We're not designed to sit
A, we're not designed to sit still or stand for long periods, and B, we are designed to interact with people on a face-to-face basis rather than always through the social medias, although, yes, they are fantastic to at least give some people that connection that they wouldn't otherwise have had.
And it's very easy. If you don't get out and about, you then become used to being at home and on your own, and then you start not wanting to go out. And then it's a vicious circle.
It is,
indeed. You're stuck in that.
Yeah.
So whatever your activity, whether you've tried it or not, just try something. Get out there. Find out what's new. Your first attempt might not be for you.
No.
Try something else.
But it's try something else. And it's that, have a go, give it a go, and have a laugh about it, which, again, as some of you, the listeners, if you've been following our Facebook page, you may have noticed I posted up a brilliant picture I saw yesterday. I think it was last night, yesterday. And it was just a little kid who was having a real hearty stomach giggle. And just looking at the photograph made me just roar with laughter. And I think sometimes we also forget that. That actually having fun, interacting with people, having a giggle, having a laugh, or a laugh, depending on where you come from. So my husband will be saying, it's not laugh, there's no R in it, because he comes from Newcastle. I don't know where that accent was from. That was some dodgy accents.
So it was at Newcastle.
Earlier I was speaking in what I thought was Australian, but apparently it was some Somerset accent.
Cornish.
So yeah, I won't do accents. I'll stick to the day job. And it just really encourages people that laughing is a great workout. And I'm all for things that are free, things that you can do without having to go out and buy expensive kit, things that you can do perhaps with friends, family, children, if you've got young children around as well at home. It's doing that and trying to get that community spirit or the family spirit again without lots and lots of money or lots of time spent away from home. And so just putting on a piece of music that you can get up and have a good old bop around the lounge to and have a real old giggle, or maybe watching one of the movies or a comedy that really makes you laugh. In fact, tears run down your cheeks and you are laughing. And I don't know if any of you listeners out there have experienced that. I have, and I love it. Is that my stomach hurts from laughing. My cheeks hurt from laughing so much.
No pain, no gain.
Well, there is that. And so actually it's a really good workout. It gets the oxygen in, you're oxygenating your body. You actually do find that you're sitting up and then you're bending over. So there's the whole stomach crunches going on without realizing it. As you can see, I'm getting all excited about it. But laughing. And so much so that we've mentioned Jane Dunsby before. Jane Dunsby, who is somebody that we have following us on Twitter. And she runs a company, her own coaching company called Inspirational Solutions. But one of the other skill sets she has is that she is a laughter workshop or laughter skills workshop facilitator. And she trained to actually run these workshops. And a lot of people say to me, laughter workshops? Really? But actually there are hundreds of benefits to laughter. Mm. And I'll just read some of them that I've got. I went on one of these workshops years ago. It does release that endorphin, that feel-good factor endorphin. It helps boost the immune system, which, of course, if we boost the immune system, we're helping fight disease, the flus, the viruses that are around us. It engages every major system in your body. So it's like aerobic exercise, but it's in, as it says here, is internal organ jogging, which I thought was actually, that's what we're doing. It tones your muscles, improves respiration, circulation, relaxes the body, reduces stress, strengthens the heart. I can go on and on. One of the key ones, it's a fabulous social activity. Coming back to your point, Sue.
Yeah.
Encouraging people to hook up with each other again, make contact, and maybe, okay, I might meet you, I'll get on my bicycle, I'll pedal, I promise. I'm going to get the machine. I'll pedal bike. I'll meet you somewhere. I might have a nice healthy lunch outside, then pedal home.
Yeah.
So again, incorporating lots of different things. I'm excited. I just want to giggle for the rest of the show. Should we just have a giggle workout? I think we do that every week, don't we?
Yeah, all the way here.
So it's time to get up and start moving. So wherever you are, even if you're at work, let's do something crazy and let's just get on our feet.
Yeah.
Channel Radio.
So, were you all up on your feet doing at least just standing up, doing some stretches maybe at your desk? Or if you were able to, if you work at home on your own, you'll be bopping around and hopefully you're now sitting there a little bit breathless and a little bit of a workout there, thanks to Who Cares Wins Radio Show on channelradio.co.uk. And hopefully still on the line, we have a caller and Rory Murphy from Wellbeing People. Hello, Rory, can you still hear us?
I can. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Rory. You're speaking to Angela Bry-Stevenson. And also, just to introduce you to our other presenters here, we have Jan Mulligan.
Good afternoon, Rory.
Hi, Jan.
And also we have Sue Parker.
Good afternoon, Rory.
So, Rory, good afternoon. And thank you for calling in. And a pleasure to speak to you and learn a little bit more about two things, actually. One, I know that you are involved with an organisation called Wellbeing People. And also you're involved with an event that's going on the 30th of May in Folkestone called the Kent Healthy Business Workshop. So first of all, perhaps, Rory, for our listeners, would you tell us a little bit about Wellbeing People and what it does, your involvement, sure. Where they're based?
Yep. Okay, Wellbeing People is all about engaging people in health and wellbeing. We know that we've got major problems in this country with, say, for example, obesity or diabetes, etc. So we're a Kent-based company based in Marden.
Mm-hmm.
Very proud to be based in Kent and employing Kent people.
Yay!
And we have a reach throughout the whole of the UK, though. We're very proud about that as well, and we want very much to make Kent the home of well-being in the workplace. What brings us to this is really understanding that people find it difficult to engage in their own health.
Yeah.
Whether it's being adequately hydrated or being overweight or not doing enough exercise.
But
our skill is helping people to realise that there isn't any health fascism involved here, but small little steps can make a big difference, particularly when we bear in mind that 60% of adults in the UK are already classed as being overweight or obese. So
wow.
There is a big, big problem there, and it unfortunately is now creeping into our schools as well. A lot of primary school children are overweight, so a little bit and often is what makes the difference.
Indeed.
The event on the 30th of May,
yes,
at the Cube in Folkestone is based on Kent Healthy Business, and we're trying to engage with particularly small businesses, 5 to 10, 15 people employed, who maybe don't have a HR department or any involvement in occupational health, but who still suffer from people being off sick, whether it's from stress or bad back or whatever.
Uh-huh.
And just trying to help employers understand that they can do things really quite easily. So it's a free event being organised by ourselves, the Kent Chamber of Commerce and Mindful Employer as well. So we're quite excited about that.
Indeed. Is this the first type of the event that you've run, or are these workshops you've done before?
No, we have done these workshops before, but these ones we're doing specifically aimed at the small and medium-sized enterprises. Last year, for example, we had a much bigger event called the Wellbeing Symposium held in Detling in Kent.
Yes, I'm sorry.
And again, we're running that in November of this year. We've got a government minister coming to talk to us, so we're really very excited. We look at the symposium as being like the Glastonbury of health and wellbeing.
Excellent.
If you think back, if you're old enough to remember, like I do, when Glastonbury first started, nobody wanted to go to a muddy field to listen to bands. Now, everybody wants to go, including all the big bands. So we're very excited about what we can do to show Kent as a showcase for best practice.
That's brilliant. So just to remind the listeners then, this workshop, which I notice is free, there's no charge for it.
No, there's no charge, absolutely.
And it's for employers who are on the small side. So employing
side,
staff, say, five staff up to say 10, or would you accept a few
more?
Yeah,
10 or 15, but we wouldn't want to put anybody off.
Okay.
But we know particularly that small and medium-sized enterprises where the owner who owns the business is probably working in the business as well, it's very difficult to address health and well-being issues because of time. But we know there are things that can be done, so we hope to engage with those employers to show them what we can do. We're going to have a thing called a 40-second forum, which I'll be running, which is to give people an opportunity to come with some ideas that they might have, and then we can get some collaborative approach and see what solutions we can come up with for them.
And again, just to remind the listeners, this is ideas that they have on improving well-being in the workplace.
Yes. We know that if you're a small employer and somebody's off sick, it has a major effect on your business.
Yeah.
But we also know if someone's got a problem at home, maybe with a partner or a relative or a loved one has died, they come into work, they're not functioning, they need help and support. Small businesses don't have people trained to do that. We can provide a solution for that. So it's really trying to help companies help themselves. It's a very simple process, really. Mm. A healthy employee is a productive employee.
Yes.
And a productive employee will make for a stronger, more profitable company. And that's what we all need at this time of recession. We want to develop more jobs, have people happy in their work, businesses thriving, making Kent a place that people can come and work.
Indeed, yes. Well, that sounds fantastic. Jan, have you got a question there? I'm just breathing.
No, we're partly breathing.
I like
also,
your breathing.
Thank you. Also, say I'm signed up, so I'm looking forward to attending. And,
great.
That, can you just remind people of the times?
Yes, I've got here, just to clarify, Rory, it's Thursday the 30th of May, and I've got here 9:30 a.m. till 1 p.m.
That's it, yeah.
That's it. And it's down at a venue called The Cube, which is in Tontine Street. Is that pronounced correctly?
That's right.
Tontine?
In Folkestone.
What's the best way? Is it to go through the Kent Channel Chamber to book on to the workshop?
Yes, or I can give you my email address.
Yes, please.
That would help. Which is Rory Murphy, all one word, rorymurphy@wellbeingpeople.com.
Brilliant. So that's Rory Murphy, all one word, no dots or dashes, @wellbeingpeople.com. We will post that onto our Facebook page as well.
Fantastic.
And also link in with the event details, so we can actually post that up on Facebook for any of our listeners who want to check in and read more about it and get booked onto it. As I say, it is a free workshop, which I think is fantastic to encourage employers to come along and explore and share stories, by the sounds of it, about ideas they may already be implementing in their workplace.
Yep. And listen to ideas that others have already got, which is the most important thing. It's a two-way street.
Brilliant. Well, I think also the... So when's the symposium then, Rory?
The symposium is in November, November the 13th.
November the 13th.
And you can get the details of that from our website, which is www.wellbeingpeople.com.
wellbeingpeople.com. That's fantastic. Well, perhaps we'll have a further chat offline, because it'd be great to talk more about that, and perhaps you get you down to the studio to talk about that event and promote that a bit nearer the time.
We'd love to see you all there. There'll be demonstrations of yoga and massages, and
we can have a good giggle workout, can't we?
Exactly.
Oh, Rory, it's fantastic for you to ring in and join us in the studio, albeit through our technology, and also the workshop. Good luck with that. I hope we get, as I say, we can really get Kent on the map with regards to being at the forefront.
And I hope to report back afterwards.
Yes, so we can interrogate Jan on her return to the studio with it. Anyway, have a great afternoon, Rory. Thanks for calling
in.
Take care for now.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. So that was Rory Murphy of wellbeingpeople.com. And again, the event is the Kent Healthy Business Workshop, Thursday the 30th of May, 9:30 till 1. And it's open to absolutely anybody, although he did say that initially 5 to 10 employees if you're employing people. But anybody, service providers as well,
I noticed. Yes, I think they've got space for stands if people want to have a stand.
If people want to promote or talk about what they can do to help organisations, then do get in touch, and we'll put all the details again up on our Facebook webpage. And also, one thing we didn't mention was when we were talking about the exercises, we were saying some of the things that are free. I know people have bought videos or they've bought equipment. I myself have a Wii Fit machine.
I have a Wii machine as well.
Your machine.
I hate that name, but there you go.
I know. Yeah.
I'm just going for a Wii.
But it is important that sometimes, you know, we can look at the things that actually, I could just get that back out, strategically place it somewhere in the lounge or the kitchen or a bedroom they don't use, and actually set it up so that it makes it easier for you to use.
Depending when you bought it, it probably came with some free software, and quite often the Wii Sports is free. And you can play a lot of those sports on your own. So for the price of your Wii that you've paid for to get video games and family games, you've got your own personal gym at home. And even if you have to add to that to get some yoga stretches or whatever other exercises you want, that's cheaper than signing up for a gym that you go to once or twice and then the rest of the year.
Sometimes feel intimidated.
You paid for, but you don't use.
Yeah, exactly. And it's just things like, also think about where you live at home. Think about where you live. Think about your home, where you live. Just reword though. Yeah, put it in another one. And it's about looking around your house. And if you have a two-story house, you're going upstairs. Can you make... I know there's time management issues here, but could you do two or three trips rather than one? Although I know some people say, well, I need to take things up. I'll pile it at the bottom of the stairs and then go in one trip. If you're going to go up the stairs, can you go up two at a time, three at a time? You said, Sue, earlier, yeah, well, I run up the stairs.
Yeah, I do.
So depending on your joints and your act, you know, your physical ability, can you do that? Then do it. If you're going to go out shopping, if you have to do the big supermarket shop and you've got to take the car, park the furthest car park space away from the door so that, yes, you have to take your trolley there and back, and then you have to take the trolley back, get your pound and put it back in. But it's two or three runs that encouraging you to do a little more activity. When I was in London, encouraging people to, okay, I work on the fifth floor. I might not walk all five floors, so I might get out of the lift on floor three and walk the last two. Or at lunchtime, I'll walk back up the stairs. And just look at what you can do that starts adding that activity in. It doesn't have to be full blown. Yes, Sue, another question then while you're in the corner.
No, I just want to say that last Tuesday, I actually got taxied down to Merton Lane, but walked all the way home. So in a way, I got my exercise for
and
the day.
And how long was that walk?
An hour.
Fantastic. Whoop, whoop.
But it's good exercise. And again, I had to go by taxi because I had a painting with me. Yeah. But obviously, I decided to walk back, and it's good. It was a nice day. So
you're making the most of what you know out there. Vitamin D. We're out there in that environment, D, which is good for
it's
us.
It's also a good opportunity to spook your fellow residents by meeting them eye to eye and smiling at them and saying good afternoon as you walk past.
Oh yes, I do that.
Yeah,
and you do see people's faces like she spoke to me.
Is the mad person coming towards me? You just keep smiling. Good afternoon.
I am known as the mad woman of Westgate, but that's another story.
Most people just walk away.
And the other thing is to remember, and I spoke about this on one of our other shows, that look at your housework, your duties that you do, the dusting, the cleaning, the hoovering, or vacuuming, not allowed to say hoovering, the vacuuming, that you can actually, you know, make it a bit of a vigorous workout.
Have some music playing.
Yeah, have some good music that really does... you know, you can bop around, you're getting ready in the morning. Okay, you might not, you've just had a shower, you might not necessarily want to get all hot and sweaty, but just something that raises that heartbeat, raises the blood pressure and, you know, gets that oxygen moving, gets the blood flow, and you do feel a little bit extra, so that vitalized and actually get going. So I think this next track's very appropriate. So are we ready?
We are.
We are ready. Get the disco shoes on. Here we go.
Yeah.
So, who are the dancing queens out there? Sue's pointing. Yes, yes, we know. Put your shoes away now, Sue. And stop it. So, dancing queen, get to it. Make it happen, whatever you can do. And some of you listen to us while you're at work, while you're having a lunch break or a late lunch break, or you're at home working, doing work home stuff, computers, stuck in front of a PC or a Mac. And so it is important to think about breaks.
Absolutely. And a lot of people, even though they're entitled to a lunch break, never take them.
Mm.
So if you don't sit and eat, then at least use your break to get up and walk around. And there are several ways you can introduce that activity into your working day. Think about the tasks that you do. Think about where things are placed within your room. So if you have a printer, is it right on top of you? Is it on your desk or underneath your desk?
On my head.
Can you put it somewhere else in the room so you have to physically get up and walk to the printer to get what you need? Your stapler, your coffee cup, can you put that on a table away from you? So again, it's another reason to get up to get something when you need it. If you work with colleagues, get up and talk to your colleagues rather than emailing them or phoning them.
Or shouting across the table.
Or shouting across the table. And if there are no activities that require you or that you can convince yourself require standing up and walking around, then you introduce what's known as a micro break. And that's a break of between 30 seconds to a couple of minutes, long enough to stand up and do some physical stretches of your body, but also your eyes. So you look into the distance rather than close-up work. Exercise as many muscles as you can just by doing very gentle stretches. Sit back down again. It's a long enough break to get all those poisons shooting around the system and out of your system, but not long enough to break your concentration. And scientific studies have shown that the more breaks and stretches you can do across the day, the more productive and alert you will remain.
Mm. It's reminded me, actually, I must look it up and I'll quote it on our next show. There was a study done by VLife about the actual percentages that are, you know, a productive employee, from my memory, a productive employee, you got another 7 days of work a year from them or something like that. So, you know, it's sort of like a no-brainer for employers to think about encouraging employees to have those breaks rather
than... it feels counterintuitive because you think, I've got to get this task done.
Yep.
I will just crack on and do it. Mm. But actually, across the hour... your last 10 minutes of the hour is going to be a lot less productive than your first 10 minutes.
Definitely.
So by having those breaks, you're gaining those extra high-intensity 10-minute sections across the day, and you're getting more done.
You make time to gain time.
Yeah.
That's a phrase I often throw out there as I do, you know, phrases that just throw out of my mouth. Okay, we are losing time fast now talking about it rather than trying to make it up. So I know we've got some events. Jan, Sue, we've got some various things going on. Sue's actually going to one of them on Saturday. One of the things I wanted to mention is some of the lady listeners out there. We have a Women Mean Business event, which is run by Christine Holmes of Hullabaloo Marketing. It's called Going for Growth. It's on Wednesday the 22nd of May, which is this week, isn't it?
It is.
Yes, two days' time. If you are over in the Thanet area, it is at the what was known as Thanet College, which is now the East Kent College, and it's up in the restaurant there, and they are running a creative business. They're having some speakers. They are having some strange woman called Angela Briar Stevenson talking about mindfulness with Louise Cox-Chester of Mindfulness at Work Limited. So we're going to do a little taster session there. And there's also people showcasing their businesses, women that have started businesses or still running them from maybe home, and also talking about marketing on a zero or low budget. So if you're interested in that, we've put the link on the Facebook page. If you want to have a look there, we've shared the event, or contact Christine Holmes and I will post on the Facebook page her email address and mobile number that she's willing to be contacted on to book your place. There's also a lunch, and also I know there's somebody there doing photo shots if people want them for websites, and also a little video clip if you want to be there. And our producer's waving at us because Business Bunker Radio is going to be at the event as well. And they're going to be not only talking about the radio show, but anyone that is out there with a business in Kent, think about looking at coming on the Business Bunker Radio show. And they are aired on channelradio.co.uk every Tuesday from 1 till 2:30 with the lovely, delectable, delightful Paul Andrews, and also Jules Serkin, Joe Dodds, and Rebecca. I apologise, Rebecca, I've forgotten your surname. But it's a great show. If you haven't listened to it, then please do tune in on Tuesdays. The other thing I have this week is the Seed Cafes that have launched up in London underneath Lynn Franks. They are a monthly empowerment event to create positive changes in our lives, community and the world. They're a networking event with some seed tools that are shared. They are still for women. I apologise for you gentlemen out there. But it is a free or a donation to the event. If you want to know more, then again, we'll put the event up on our Facebook page with a link to the event in the Facebook site, but also the networking website for people to contact. Jan, there's something else you've got this week?
Got a couple of things on Friday. I mentioned earlier the Herne Bay Bokia Club. I'll post up their contact details and the venue on the Facebook page. Also, starting Friday and running all weekend, as bank holiday weekend, is the Mind and Body, and we think it's a Spirit Festival at Earl's Court in London. £10 entrance fee. You can book online. Angela's going, so you might catch up with her there. But just search the internet for Mind, Body and Earl's Court London, and you should find something there.
Find it. And you can actually pay on the door. You don't have to book in advance, but I think it's cheaper if you do. And Sue, you're off to an event on Saturday, aren't you?
Yes, I'm going to the charity ball for the Multiple Sclerosis New Centre. It's fantastic. On around about 7:30.
So you're going to be doing your Dancing Queen?
Yeah. In your posh frock.
And your posh frock. And your disco dolly high heels.
So folks will have photos of that. We want that for the Facebook page.
Yes, yes. One other thing, we mentioned yoga earlier. Mm-hmm. And I do have also something else that listeners may be interested. If you're in the Ramsgate in the Thanet area, there is Denise. They run More Than Yoga Studio, which is in Ramsgate. And starting on the 6th of June, they are taking bookings now, and if they get enough numbers, they will start doing an early morning yoga session, 7 o'clock till 8 o'clock in the morning. So if you are interested in attending that, it's all levels, all abilities, then if you want to ring 07766832451, alternatively, go on the website morethanyoga.co.uk and you'll find the information there. You can email them, ring them, text them if you want to go along. I've booked, so if you want to have a laugh and a giggle at me trying to get in some of these postures, then do come along. And it starts on the 6th of June, and we'll again put that up on the Facebook page. Anything else?
Just before you do that, just a quick piece of news. As of this Thursday, you will be able to hear Who Cares Wins again, repeated on Channel Radio at 12 noon. So, as well as the listen again, you can also hear the show broadcast again every Thursday from 12 noon.
Excellent. Thank you, Paul.
Yay. Yes, thank you very much. So that leads us on to the end of our show. Another week gone by. We won't see you, as in speaking to you, next week. It's bank holiday again. So we'll be out there giggling, laughing and out in the countryside. So we will all be back on air on the Monday, 3rd of June. Sue, inspirational insight, please.
Yes, and this week, it takes a lot of courage to show your dreams to someone else, by Irma Bombeck.
Fantastic. Thanks for listening, everyone. You've been tuned into Who Cares Wins Radio on channelradio.co.uk. Bye for now.
Bye.
Temp Network provides productive and reliable temporary staff to your business. We supply temps across Kent within food production, fulfillment houses, picking and packing environments, and warehouse staff. With great value for money charge rates, error-free invoicing, and highly trained consultants. Shouldn't Temp Network be supporting your business? For more information, please contact us on 01892 531 777 or visit tempnetwork.co.uk.
time, I don't know why.